Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Stephanie Drago. The Native American history of the Quad Cities tells a unique and powerful story of a people who thrive with this land and the beauty and bounties it had to offer. This region was once bustling with Native American activity, especially with Sauconuck Village being one of the most prosperous Native American villages of its time, boasting a population of 6,000 at its zenith. Once the American settlers made their way to the Quad Cities, conflict broke out, and the Native people fought to keep their land until it was tragically taken away. As we live out our daily lives, we often forget to think about those who walked this land before us. There are many locations throughout the Quad Cities that held sacred and cultural significance for the Native Americans. One of these places is none other than Arsenal Island. The Arsenal was once rich with fruits and nuts and was seen as a garden for the Sauk and Meskwaki. Its waters, at the foot of rapids, were exceptional for fishing, adding to the Arsenal's natural affluence. Black Hawk reported spending much of his time on the island in his early life. Its prosperity was attributed to a good spirit who blessed the land, making the Arsenal not only a place of great abundance, but also sacred. According to Black Hawk, this spirit had the wings of a great white swan and was often seen watching over the island. It dwelled in a large cave, which was situated immediately under where Fort Armstrong now stands. The Sauk made a point to never disturb the spirit and allowed it to live peacefully on the island. Once the Americans came and began building Fort Armstrong, the noise from the construction drove the spirit away. After this, the Great Swan Spirit was not seen again, and it is said that a bad spirit took its place. The cave systems along the Arsenal have since been flooded by the Lock and Dam, and the vanishing spirit symbolized a bad omen for the Sauk, Meskwaki, and the sacred land. Although it's hard to see through the urban mask that shrouds the Quad Cities today, this region was once a part of a civilization that intimately understood the land and how it functioned. When we peel back that mask, we are invited to learn about the cultures that preceded America and how beautiful they were and still are.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.